bit of My Funny Valentine by Bill Evans and Jim Hall. I've got Joel Shapira here. Joel, you and Larry McDonough play a lot of Evans and Hall music from the early to mid-1960s. Why do you choose Evans and Hall as models?
For one thing, they're two of the great kind of icons of jazz music on their respective instruments. And then when you pair them together as a duet, I think they came up with a uniquely kind of a beautiful modern duet sound that not only was, you know, ahead of its time back then, but really stands up today as kind of like a state-of-the-art, you know, jazz duet.
We just heard a bit of the Bill Evans, Jim Hall, My Funny Valentine. What to you is modernistic about that?
Well, that cut in particular, they played at an up-tempo. So it was much quicker. The usual version of My Funny Valentine is done as a ballad. So that one is almost like a slow bebop tune. And then when you think about it, being piano and guitar, I mean, there are no bebop duos. There are none. And when they presented this recording, there were very few recordings of piano and guitar at all. It's almost like these guys had one brain and two instruments because they never got in each other's way.
What was your intent when you started working with My Funny Valentine?
One thing that always struck me about that particular tune was just the way that Bill phrases the melody. His phrasing on it not only is, like, you know, really unique and kind of a Bill Evans trademark, but it also, of course, affects the way that Jim, you know, played underneath it. And that's something, you know, that I think about too when I'm doing it with Larry, because we're kind of tapping into that vibe.
A lot of people think the best players are the ones that are the most articulate and athletic on their instruments. And you do need to be competent on your instrument. But the best players are actually the best listeners. And Joel and I are having a conversation, and Bill and Jim are having a conversation. And that doesn't always happen in jazz.
Okay, Larry. Well, here's you and Joel with your take on My Funny Valentine made a few minutes ago. Speaking with pianist Larry McDonough and guitarist Joel Shapira about their tribute performance for Bill Evans and Jim Hall. It's hard to get inside the head of another player. But in your case, Larry, you've been influenced by Bill Evans seemingly forever.
Right. So I'm 63. I started playing an old instrument called a cord organ when I was around 5. And I had it down pretty quick, so then my mom said, well, we better get the kids some lessons to keep them out of trouble. So I started taking piano lessons maybe about age 7. Started listening to jazz around age 10, which was not real typical back then. I mean, I was listening to the Beatles like everybody else, but I was also listening to Miles and Bill Evans and things like that. So I had been listening to it for a long time. And you internalize a bit of that, plus you practice a bit of it. When you're younger, you practice it because you want to sound just like that person. And as you get a little bit older, meaning older for me when I was more like in high school and college, you start to think of it more as, well, I'm going to develop a library of things that this person did and then figure out how to change it, modulate a little bit, and deploy it.
So you learn the style of another, but the way you put it into play comes from you. Joel, your duet does the Bill Evans composition, Turn Out the Stars.
Yeah, that's, I would say, a cornerstone Bill Evans composition. It's a, in my opinion, a very unique composition, and you know, kind of reflects Bill's harmonic, you know, advancement and just so much color, so much harmony, unexpected twists and turns with the melody, yet it all holds together as a composition just so well. And for jazz guys, I mean, I think the color palette and the harmonic possibilities on a tune like Turn Out the Stars is, you know, just so wide open. It's so much fun to play and just to explore that and then, you know, create something hopefully as kind of like one unified voice when Larry and I perform it.
So another thing about Turn Out the Stars is I think listeners can get the impression that when you're playing a ballad, it's not that hard of a tune because it doesn't go by very fast. This is an extremely hard tune. The scales change almost every two beats, sometimes every beat. But that's part of what's fun is to, there's an intensity in playing a really hard tune, but then presenting it as a ballad where it's a very peaceful tune.
Larry McDonough and Joel Shapira play Bill Evans and Jim Hall. The renditions are both technical and filled with feeling. Check out McDonough and Shapira at the Black Dog in St. Paul, Thursday, November 15th, from 7:30 till 9:30. Information at larrymcdonoughjazz.homestead.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.